The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth.
It's kind of the same songs, Frankie, but I like them. I like this.
Yeah.
What's
not to like?
Yeah. I believe in you, baby.
So now we'll have another discussion of how we're going to change the music, and yet most of the music is going to be the same because you want upbeat Sinatra, and he doesn't do a lot of upbeat songs.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he does. We'll get to it.
And I've played them all.
Yes, you have. Yeah, you're right. It's only a 70-year career. How could you find something?
No, because I've played upbeat stuff from the 40s, and you don't like that. You like the later Sinatra.
Yeah, I do like that voice of the old man. That weathered voice right there.
I didn't just start yesterday.
I know. Al, Big Al.
For a while.
It's Piscopo in the morning, six minutes after 9 o'clock. Aaron Sykes is with them. I'm so sorry. By 9 o'clock, we're punchy, especially when there's a camera. It's great.
You know,
it's great to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Of course.
And all in yellow. I love this with my green. See how we match? I almost wore a yellow tie today. With the green. See,
but
new...
I love this tie that you have on.
Steve Forbes, please.
That's awesome.
You can see Capitalist Tool. You see how he put that? Steve gave me the tie, and I don't know that I ever wear it, but I love it. You see, we tried to match everything there with the green, but I had a yellow. My son said, "Wear the yellow." It would have been funny if I wore yellow. We would have matched like this. Hey, Jersey girl.
Yeah.
Where are you from in Jersey?
So I'm from Longport, which is down near Atlantic City.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know Frankie was just there for the conference.
He lives there. Leaves most of his money down there, actually.
We like that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Did you go down to the conference? We were down there. We were down there last Thursday at the drop.
No, so I actually filled in for Frankie on Liquid Lunch that day.
Oh!
It worked out for everyone.
Absolutely. Win-win.
This is great. And I'll tell you, it's great that South Jersey has come into its own.
Yes.
You know, because in the day, when you were brought up outside of Philly, you're an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Phillies fan, probably.
You know what? I don't really follow baseball, but if I'm going to pick a team, I'm going to pick the
Phillies.
Yeah,
yeah. And it's great. And the complex down there with the Link, you know, Wells Fargo, you know, and the bank, you know, right there. It's all in that one complex in Philadelphia. It's great. And all my South Jersey friends, I'm thinking, you're from Jersey, man. You got to be a Yankee fan or something, at least a Mets fan.
I do have a Yankees hat because it like, color-wise, it goes with more.
Oh, it's hard with that orange. No offense, guys. The orange is tough, right?
Yeah, it's just a little bright. Thanks
for
Webb.
So
don't
sorry.
Knock the orange on the Flyers. You can only get away with that in October, but you can wear it the rest of the
talk
year.
Can we talk about, forgive me, we're going to get to business, and we appreciate it very much, you coming in. Can we talk about what happened on the way up on the parkway? Can we talk about that? Do you want us to talk about that?
Huh? Well, you know, like I tend to be a little lead-footed, so I might have been speeding, and I appreciate our boys in blue and the state trooper because he was doing the right thing and pulling me over. It's all right.
Where was it? I'm trying to think where the...
Right
was
near
it?
Tom's River.
Yeah. And there's a barracks right down there, yeah.
Yeah.
So he pulled you over and you didn't say, do you know who I am? Come on, Aaron. You're at that point. Now you're doing very well.
I don't know if I can get away with that, but I was just like, you know, he's a good guy.
You are good, girl. You are good. Well, that's the way to do it. And but you could speed in the parkway. There's so much traffic. How could you possibly go over?
It's 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh!
It's hard not
to
speed.
Did you drive up for this?
You know what? I did.
A round of applause, guys, please. Come on now. This is great.
Absolutely.
Aaron Sykes live coming up. You got to see Commissioner Bratton. Maybe he could have talked to some of the troopers. No, you don't want to do that.
I don't want to call in too many favors until I got something big.
Yes. That's very smart. Aaron, Facebook is unveiling its plans today for a cryptocurrency. This is big. It's something I don't really know too much about, honestly. So for listeners like myself who are not familiar with cryptocurrency. What exactly is it? And why is it making all this noise on Facebook this morning?
So I think the whole purpose of Facebook launching a cryptocurrency is to make it understandable for the general population. Mm. Because right now we've got, you know, Bitcoin, Ether and everything. And I know, Frankie, you're very well versed in these. But it's it kind of seems like fairy dust in the sky. It's not pegged to any one currency. Mm. It's got it's highly volatile. It's up, it's down, it's all over the place. So Facebook is actually part of a conglomerate that is based a nonprofit out in Switzerland, and they are coming together. It's Lyft, it's Uber, Visa, MasterCard.
Wow.
They're all invested in this new currency called Libra, and it's going to be pegged one-to-one to the dollar. So Facebook does not own the cryptocurrency, but they are creating a separate wallet that is a for-profit company that you'll be able to utilize Libra, based in the nonprofit in Switzerland, in order to do transactions via Facebook Messenger.
Is there are other cryptocurrency types, Libra, and then there's others with different names?
Bitcoin is
Gemini.
Bitcoin.
Gemini. Mm-hmm. Gemini. Sagittarius.
Yeah, they really are going through the constellations,
just
I thought, guess.
The Taurus ones are very stubborn.
Cancer is
very
the least
stubborn.
Popular. We can't understand why.
No, but yeah, you're right. There's Bitcoins, and this is Libra. So is this a flash in the pan? Is this going to happen?
I think that this is, you know, this is kind of like a glorified Venmo or PayPal. It's not all that out in outer space, kind of like Bitcoin and Ether is. I think it's going to actually get utilized. I don't think that it's, you know, it's not a true cryptocurrency in that. You know, it's not, it is backed by a dollar. It's a one-to-one ratio. So it's not its own entity so much as the other options, but I think it's a good kind of waiting pond for people to start into crypto.
But are there pitfalls? I'd be afraid to do it, honestly. I'd be afraid to do it, you know?
You know, I actually think it's a bad idea that Facebook made the announcement.
Really?
Because everybody is so conscious of Facebook and its privacy issues. Mm. So maybe if MasterCard or Visa or somebody else had led the charge, one of these other partners had led the charge in creating Libra, it would have been an easier pill to swallow. But I've been listening to a lot of broadcasts featuring the gentleman who's heading it up for Facebook. He's head of their crypto division now, and he's getting a lot of pushback. So I think it is a good thing in the long run, but I think maybe they could have run the announcement a little bit better.
Interesting. So it's here to say something to look into, right?
Yeah.
In crypto.
Keep it on your wavelength.
Whoa, it's scary. So Apple, what do you think about Apple? What are they doing in respect to 5G? We keep hearing about 5G, huh? I know.
You know, I'm excited about it. I think that everybody wants the highest fastest type of phone that you have. Now, 5G is basically powered by chips, and chips are Qualcomm and Intel are the biggest two brand names. So the reason that Apple's had to procrastinate its 5G launch is because it could only get Intel chips into its phone right now. Intel cannot handle that 5G processing power.
Wow.
So only Qualcomm can. Now, they have a little bit of a spiff with Qualcomm, so they've got to smooth those waters over. And then in 2020, Apple will actually be able to launch its 5G phone. Until then, all of the new models will be 4G.
Is there a danger that China puts all of its maybe kind of cyber abilities working so closely with Apple over there? Mm-hmm. Could that sneak into the 5G system, do you think?
I think that's also a concern. You got the whole Huawei issue. Yeah. So, you know, I think that we all are looking for the upgrade. We're all going to kind of upgrade regardless. However, it is something to keep note of.
You know what? Mine doesn't work now, so maybe 5G will work. It's like, it's so glitchy. And again, I'm Apple everything, you can see.
Mm-hmm.
iPad, I got Apple, I got the headphones that look like somebody pulled the wires out, you know, the big iMac at home. So I'm all Apple all the time, and I don't think I'm going to switch soon. But it's glitchy a little bit.
It is, and especially when they're about to launch a new product. So my phone, I also have Apple, and I'll be Google mapping someplace, and I'll have to hit the blue button 12 different times before it works. So
think that's not me.
No, they threw a bug out there to make us want to upgrade.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. And then my daughter, graduation, middle school. I had to get her the new phone. She wanted a new phone. So I went in, and my buddy works at AT&T. So so I get the new phone, and it works. Optically, it's brilliant. When you multitask, it's brilliant. But once they got that 5G, will the phone work better, or is that just the communications?
Yeah, it should work better. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it. It should be faster. It should be have more processing power, all that type of thing. Yeah. And, you know, they won't throw out the glitches on those new phones.
And I know you're on Fox Business a lot with, you know, Neil Cavuto's my buddy. I have immense respect for Mr. Cavuto. Maria Bartiromo and everything
Love
like that.
Her.
And Maria's the best, you know, Mornings with Maria. And so, but can I keep saying, make the phones here. For security reasons, if nothing else. Now, I know Tim Cook's going to Texas, and I think the president was the impetus to that, President Trump. But can't they make more phones here, or are they going to start to do that? Because when they're making it in China, and China has all the cyber capability that most of us have no idea. Huawei is a great example that you said. Maria's been all over that.
Mm-hmm.
And now, so wouldn't it be safer to make the iPhones here, do you think, Aaron?
Oh, I absolutely think. I think the whole idea of the tariff conversation really stems from cybersecurity.
Yeah, Exactly.
Yeah. The president's goals are, I think, going to be manifested and brought to the U.S.
Thank you. People are going, what? Meantime, the militarization, the buildup in the South China Seas.
Mm-hmm.
You see what's happening. This whole tariff thing's got there's a back end to it. I don't know how people are missing that at all. Hey, you began your career with Estee Lauder?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, love it. I was there for 10 years.
As a model?
No, I was in marketing and training and education and sales for their Hong Kong offices, as well as here in New York and also in Los Angeles.
Whoa.
So I spent a lot of time with Estee, and then I moved to QVC, and I'm there a few times a week guesting the shoe shows.
You know, I got to tell you, QVC, and people, this is genius, QVC.
Yes.
Genius. Pennsylvania, correct? That's right there, Pennsylvania.
Westchester.
Yeah, I've actually gone out there. I think we had a product once. Somebody said, Joe, will you help us pitch this product? I forget what it was. It is so hard to get your product on QVC. Once you go in, isn't there a litany of things that you have to go through to get there?
They make you jump through hoops and circles, and with good cause.
That's
because
right.
the amount
That's
of
right.
volume that each brand does is really, unheard of.
You can't. So when you're pitching to the camera, do they give you a breakdown of what the product is and everything you have to know?
Yeah, you know the basics of the product. However, we always call it over the backyard fence. So the whole goal is to talk about a product like you're talking to your friend over your backyard fence. It's not a hard sell. It's kind of just putting it in the hands of the consumer. And if they want it, they want it. If they don't, it's fine. There's a lot of other offerings. So we're not a hard sell kind of show.
Yeah, that's great. And do they call you on a whim and say, we need you on the air for this? And
it's normally 2 to 3 times a week, scheduled about a week before. Now, that said, sometimes those 2 to 3 times a week are 3 a.m., 4 a.m.
Oh, man.
So, you know, there's a lot of coffee going on.
I know. And it's doing great as ever. QVC is doing great as ever, right?
So it's owned by Qurate Group, which also owns HSN and Zulily and Frontgate and a handful of other brands. So really what that Qurate Group is trying to do now is streamline everything, get economies of scale, and really be able to push through different mediums, not just TV, not just .com. But
well, Aaron Sykes is with us, kind enough to drive up from South Jersey and getting a ticket along the way. If you submit it to the station, I'm sure our boss Jerry Crowley will pay for it.
I said I would pay, happily. I bet. She was up at 4:30 in the morning
You made that?
I did, yeah.
Initiative.
And Aaron's a good friend. She would be good enough to remember my birthday on the day that it happened, unlike someone who's wishing you a belated happy birthday right now.
Can I go there for a second?
Yeah, I think Aaron
can
was
we go
a fan
there?
As well.
Do you mind? I think,
no,
you know.
Please.
So this is hysterical. Carol Alt calling in. The guys are just pointing to the call board. I looked over. I see Carol. Carol, you're calling, and we're chatting, and it's nice to hear from you. Thank you for calling in. For what reason, may I ask?
Well, I really wish you would have told me that yesterday was your birthday. I would have come on just for a birthday kiss.
Oh, there, see, boys? Come on, and I would have welcomed that. So I didn't
missed out.
A text, maybe, I was thinking, Carol. Just a little something. I thought I felt.
Well, all right, here's a little something. Happy belated birthday, Joe. I'm sorry I missed your birthday yesterday.
Thank you. Hey, Carol, thank you. Now, while I'm here, you want to go to Frankie Morano's wedding with me? You want to go?
You've been asking that, I know.
What are you thinking? Think about it. What is the date? We'll tell you the date.
It's
the location.
September, right?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
That's right. Yeah.
If I can.
It's end of September because it's after you come back from
The Italy trip that you won't go with me on. Yes, that one.
Well, actually, I was listening to Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
Is this the Carol Alt?
It is the Carol Alt.
My father's had a crush on you forever.
funny your father? So do most of us, Aaron, actually.
Hey, wink, wink.
just saying. Carol's a friend of the show. She's great. We're huge, huge fans. Hey, Carol, we'll touch base. You are so sweet to call. Thank you. I was feeling left out. I just felt left out because I was getting texts from all around the world. And you know, I should be so happy, right, Carol? Am I right? You should have been happy, all those other texts. But there was one I didn't get. And in my heart.
Well, it's in my phone now, Joe. I will never forget for the rest of my life. I put a yearly alert. So you will either see me, hear from me, or, you know, forget me, whatever.
No, ever. Never forget. You're Carol, you're the best. And thank you so much for thinking about it. I will text you back the dates for Frankie's wedding. And no pressure. You just, you know what? You're part of the family now, Carol. Like it or not, we love you.
Well, the funny thing is I'm actually, for the end of September, waiting for a date. I'm doing the Malibu Pilates on HSN. So I know it's a CBC or sister station.
Yes.
Look at this. This
awesome.
Is, when is that? Yeah. The end of September you're doing that, Carol?
Yeah, we're waiting for our dates. So that would be, Joe, that would be the only reason I wouldn't go with you.
I understand.
Okay?
You're the best. You're the best. Carol, I love you, and thank you so much. And thanks for calling.
All right, guys. Have a great morning.
Oh, we love you, Carol.
Thank you,
thank
Carol.
You.
Bye, Aaron.
Bye.
That's the best. So, Carol, all calling personally, old Joe, because I said, Aaron, I said earlier, I said, no, everybody's texting me. I'm getting texts hundreds and hundreds. I can't keep up with them. I said, you know, I didn't hear from my friend Carol Alt. So now she called in. So did you call her to do that?
I gave her
you, Frankie Fibro.
Well, no, it's because I didn't want to listen to you for a year complain about how she didn't call you for your birthday.
Complaining.
It's completely selfish.
Is that how you sent the text? Yeah. I don't want to hear Joe complain. Could you call in?
Carol, we're back now. I am back on the radio, all depressed. I go into a massive depression. She's a great girl. Like that. Oh, Robin Duke, by the way, as we go to Debbie, 921. Aaron, you want to hang with us just a couple more minutes, if you
sure.
would? You're great, kid. We appreciate
Thank
Jersey
you.
Girl. It's so great to have you with us. And I tell you what, Robin Duke played Wendy Weiner. You're too young. We played the Weiners on Saturday Night Live. Robin hit me up on Twitter, said happy birthday. I said, Robin, and I said, right after, love to have you on the show. She wants to come on the show. How great is
great.
That? Robin Duke is one of the funniest, most talented young ladies ever to hit Saturday Night Live.
Wow.
Debbie, she did Wendy Weiner.
Yeah,
you know,
Weiner.
She was so funny in everything she did. So we'll put the Robin on the show. So Carol
awesome.
Called. Was that nice? But Frankie orchestrated it. So
my job.
Keep make Joe happy.
I was wondering why we didn't hear from Carol yesterday. Mm-hmm. I figured she was out of town.
You weren't the only one.
I figured she'd be the first one to call, you know?
Frank was afraid to go into a massive depression, you know? I go, Carol didn't call me back. And maybe on the wedding, we'll see if she's not with Andrea Bocelli somewhere. She'll come to the wedding, right?
That'd be nice.
I got pumped. I got pumped. Debbie, we love you. As long as you're there, Debbie Duhamel, all is well. 922, Debbie's on the roads looking out for you. And AM 970, the answer.
Thanks, Joe, and good morning, Aaron. Let's see what's happening on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound the ramp at 7A. It's an overturned truck on that ramp, so watch for delays. Also on the New Jersey Turnpike south by 9, an accident on the shoulder heading down in toward the area of Woodbridge. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride to the inbound GWB. That's 30. Lincoln Tunnel still waiting 20. Holland, that's going to be about 10 minutes in. Let's take a spin over to the Cross Bronx eastbound. Heavy traffic at Rosedale Avenue. Accident still being cleaned up from that stretch. And traffic is moving slowly as you take a ride to the Cross Island northbound, getting up toward the Throgs Neck Bridge with an accident there as well. Still stop and go LIE westbound into the BQE. That new traffic pattern heading out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. That's what's causing the delay over there. Meadowbrook south at M2, a collision as well. Rain today, high in the 70s. Rain tomorrow, high of 74. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhamel with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
We're surrounded by noise,
order today.
Bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention, so many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Megan from California said this about Relief Factor.
I've been using Relief Factor for a little bit over a month. It's a 34-year-old woman that has been in a car accident. I suffered from severe neck pain, shooting pain down my arms and legs that would often cause me to limp. At one point, I was going to a chiropractor and an acupuncturist 6 times a week. I noticed visible improvement within 2 days of taking your product, Relief Factor, and it has really, truly changed my life.
The 3-week quick start is just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day for pain relief, less than a cup of coffee a day. What do you have to lose except possibly your inflammation? Just go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Why We Need the Electoral College by Tara Ross. Enter to win a copy of Tara Ross's Why We Need the Electoral College at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Al staying on me this morning. You know, toward the 9 o'clock hour when we do the video feed on Twitter and on Facebook, it gets a little punchy. And we're going to have more fun with John DiDomenico. You do not want to miss that. Aaron's being such a good sport here. But I want to tell you about a great book. This book, this John Bramnick book. Everybody's talking about the John Bramnick book. John stepped on stage at the Tropicana when we were down there for the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. And we had a great time. And John crushed it on stage. Crushed it on stage. And he was so great. Now, he wrote this book called Why People Don't Like You. Why People Don't Like You. And it's a great book. It's like a coffee book, but it's advice. It's advice. Like if you see somebody in the locker room, we keep talking about it, wrap yourself in a towel before talking to me. This is what John said. Put the towel on. Put the towel on. And if you went to an Ivy League school, don't bring it up if every conversation. You know. And by the way, here's another one. This is another great Bramnick rule. Don't say sorry to interrupt if you are interrupting for no real reason. So these are just a few of the great rules. But to find out all of them, you need to get yourself a copy. And you buy it for people you like, buy it for people you don't like, maybe buy it for a coworker, better yet, your boss. Everyone will enjoy Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick. It's hysterical. It's a great read. Order on Amazon today by typing in Bramnick Book.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it show, yeah.
All right, hold on. Hold the shot. Stay on me. Stay on me, Matt, if you would. Matt Zambola. This is the best. I got to tell you right now. Piscopo in the morning. This is great. Thank you, Yuri. Thank you. So, and Aaron, you're going to stay with us? You okay with this? Because it could get crazy here. We don't know. Aaron Sykes is with us as well. So, John DiDomenico is, you know, I came up on Saturday Night Live. I came up with Eddie Murphy. I came up with Danny Aykroyd was my idol. He was on before I was on. And then Daryl Hammond, man, one of the brilliant cats. Dana Carvey, this guy. John DiDomenico is one of the funniest cats I've seen. So, he does a great Donald Trump impression. We support the president. We will be voting for the president in 2020. And we think the president is doing a magnificent job.
Tremendous. I had to jump in. I'm doing such an incredible job, I have to tell you. So amazing. Greatest president in the history of presidents, other than the late, great Abe Lincoln, whose wife was maybe
Look,
a three.
John DiDomenico came in, and he dressed up as President Trump.
Everybody, so excited. People can't see this. There's 5,000 people in the studio right now. But the press, they're not going to show it. Terrible people, the press. Terrible people. Failing New York Times subscriptions are way down, Joe. Way down. But your listenership is through the roof. Through the roof. I hope you're very excited about all the people who are going to be listening to this show today. You're going to break the internet. Like I do every day.
Mr. President, you're on your way down to Orlando.
I'm going to Orlando. And I just found something. A lot of people don't know this.
What's that?
You know, Las Vegas is LAS. Los Angeles, LAX. Yeah. Orlando is MCO, and I just found out why. Mickey's corporate office. I just found out. So we're going to have to change the call things for Washington, D.C.
And how many people are down there?
So many people. That is such a red state. It's so red, it's sore. That's how red that state is. It's a sore state, I have to tell you. But I'm so excited to be here. Everything's going so great. I'm sitting next to this beautiful woman. Absolutely gorgeous. You could be my next wife. You could be my next. The fourth first lady.
No, we love Melania.
I love Melania, too. But you know what I say? 44 and out the door. So time's up. But she's absolutely good. What do you do?
I do some retail commentary.
Retail. Great. We're doing great. The economy is doing absolutely fantastic. Greatest economy in the history of the United States. Lowest unemployment among every single demographic group, including little people. They're more employed now than the Wizard of Oz. Can you believe it? They're so happy.
They're so happy,
the little people. But China's killing us. They're absolutely killing us. Chinese are terrible people. Terrible people. Great takeout. Terrible people. I thought the Xi Jinping. Why would you put an X in your kid's name? Why would you do that to the kid? But anyway, he sent me a lovely letter. We're doing great with the tariffs. He loves the tariffs. We're just having some fun with the tariffs. It's going to go great, believe me. But you know what's great about China? They have a wall. They have a tremendous wall. You can see it from space.
You can see the wall from space.
I talked to Xi Jinping, and you know what he told me? He said, no Mexicans in China, not even a Taco Bell. Can you believe it?
Did you ask him why he had an X in his name, Mr. President?
I didn't. You know, it's a good question. I should have asked him. What's the thing with the O through the line through with these Russian guys? What is that? Never figure out these languages.
I have to ask you. The hair is like...
It's on point. It's on point.
It's like, great. You did that.
You wore a lot of weight.
Yeah, I'm on my way to wearing one now.
I like how it just comes straight across.
The Trump shelf.
So who would you like to face? This is John DiDomenico doing a killer Donald Trump impression with great respect. You could laugh at it. We're huge fans of the president. And I get, who do you want to face in 2020, Mr. President?
Well, I don't want to face Bernie Sanders because of his dandruff and his bad breath. So let's knock him out. And Joe Biden is so old, they discontinued his blood type. So I don't need it. You know, that guy is just, I don't want him. You know, and Pete Buttigieg, I don't know. No one's going to elect a Buddhist. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
What about Elizabeth Warren?
Pocahontas. I don't know about her. She's not that smart. I don't know how professors could get in to be professors. She's not that bright, I have to tell you. There's so many to choose from.
Mr. President, are you upset about your interview with George Stephanopoulos, sir?
No. Incredibly well. Highest ratings ever on ABC. But George was a little bit of a wise guy. Asking me questions I didn't like. You know what I mean? The Greek people. Terrible people. They invented feta cheese, the worst cheese of all.
But you're a tall guy. George was a little.
It was incredible. Did you see us in the back of the Beast? Looking away in the back of a Volkswagen. He looked like Mini-Me. He looked like Mini-Me with hair. Mini-Me with hair. He has bad breath, too. He gets very close. And he's so smug. So smug with his legs crossed. He's not my therapist, because I don't have one. I'm a genius.
Stable genius. Now, what's going on with Iran, sir? Are you going to...
Well, you know what? Iran is a very, very tough situation. We gave them all that money, and now they're building up, and now they want more. You know what I mean? You give them an inch, they take a mile.
Kind of like an ex-wife, Mr. President.
You know what? I was literally about to say that. Joe, you and me, we're simpatico, which I think means we think alike. I'm not sure.
And so you're in to win it in 2020? You kick off?
We're going to win. We are going to win. I'm going to guarantee it. We're going to get rid of the outmoded, outdated Electoral College and replace it with Trump University. It'll be a Trump slide. And after that, you know, two terms, three terms, four terms, maybe president for life. Wouldn't that be great? At my rallies, many, many people say, could you be president for life? Even the liberals want me to be president for life. George Stephanopoulos said to me, I hope you get life. I thought, thank you, George. That's very nice. Very sweet.
You're back in your old home stomping ground.
I love it here. I love New York. And not just because I own most of the buildings. I love it because it's such a wonderful place. So many great people. I walk around, Donnie. I say, Mr. President.
And what about when George Stephanopoulos went after you about obstruction of justice?
Can you believe that?
You know, they don't even say, how did the Mueller probe start, sir? It was with the Russia collusion delusion.
Right.
Witch hunt.
Right. And GPS fusion.
Yeah.
And all the other stuff, and AT&T and MCI and all those people. They've been against me from the beginning. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. You know, and then he asked me that whole thing if I got information from another country. Wouldn't you look? I would look. Okay, nothing wrong here. Then I would call the FBI. By the way, the FBI, their number's unpublished. You can't even call them. I wouldn't even know how to reach the FBI, to tell you the truth. And most people wouldn't.
We got to take a break. John, I wonder if we could talk to you, Mr. President, as your real self, John DiDomenico.
Absolutely.
Are we allowed to do that? Do you have to take the wig off?
Give me 30 minutes. Take my face off.
How long to get the
makeup?
It takes
about an hour. You know with the wigs. Oh, it takes a while with the wigs.
That's a great wig,
Thank you.
Mr.
And
President.
You know who made my very first wig? Bob Kelly. He used to make all the wigs.
Bob Kelly?
Yeah. The
guy's a legend.
Yeah.
He made the wig here?
He made my very first, when he was still alive. He unfortunately passed away. But do you remember the Visa commercial with Trump where he jumped into a, that was on top of the Chrysler building, had a Visa card, it blew out of his hand, landed in a dumpster?
Yeah.
That was the first wig I bought from Bob.
Whoa,
I bought Trump's body double's wig.
That's great. It looks great. John.
And since then, I've had the voice and I can't get rid of it. It's so strange.
I got to tell you, because I study this, man. And did you study his voice? Did you discover it? Sometimes you discover it as you're walking around the house.
Well, it's, you know, we're both from the Northeast, so we've got that nasality, so that's automatic. But it was, the whole thing was after The Apprentice, because on The Apprentice, it was very basic. Blue team, green team, you both suck. But blue team, you're fired. But it wasn't until I started running, and all of a sudden, his hands are moving, and he's up, and he's down, his cadence. He's like, I have to tell you, and it's up, and it's down. And he speeds up and slow. I was like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
I've been doing this guy since like 2004, and all of a sudden it kind of just changed though. And I really noticed like the deep, you know how Leno does that, hey guys, how you doing, and it drops down really low when he does
Yeah.
So I noticed that he's got that up and down. And one of the things because I always look for patterns in vocal things, and the only person who actually comes close, because no one speaks like Trump. Nobody. And I thought, like, it got to be, like, where is there? And I was thinking, Christopher Walken.
Because
they're both from Queens. You know, so it's Joe. Wow. So great to be here. And with Trump, it's very much the same thing.
Wow.
The staccato.
John, and also, I'm going to go to break, Al. I know. Regis. There's a Regis.
Yes, there's Regis.
There's Regis. Isn't it?
This guy is Bartos. That's why I think him and Regis were so much good friends. They would just go crazy.
Because they're both from Queens.
They're both from Queens. The traffic here is crazy.
John DiDomenico, I tell you, man, I've been with the best. This guy is the best. With respect to President Trump, who we support and we love.
Absolutely.
You know, and you can have fun with it. Doesn't have
you
to
can,
be mean,
he's
man.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, and you know what? And he gets big laughs when he's out on the road.
He does.
When he does different jokes. And
the whole thing with the birds and the windmills, I think, is absolutely.
I think
he's winking.
Exactly right.
You know.
Or with the dog when he said, me with a dog. On the White House lawn, he said,
"Really, it's not going to happen." And these windmills—it's like a bird cemetery. It's like a bird. They should have little headstones. I mean, that's funny. Come on,
John DiDomenico, Aaron Sykes is with us. Big Al, we're going to take a break because we do have news on the program. Hello, I think so. I don't know what the heck we're doing this morning, but Big Al's here on AM 970. The Answer. Take it away, Al.
Opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
70 degrees at 9:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Nassau County announcing the NICE Bus Elmont Flexi Route is expanding to include a new schedule and vehicles. County Executive Laura Curran says starting this Sunday, the route will accommodate up to 30 passengers at a time and offer a new AM and PM peak schedule. The three additional peak trips are designed to help ease connections to the N6, NYSA's busiest route. The route services the Green Acres Mall as well as popular travel destination stops in Valley Stream and Elmont. Senator Chuck Schumer calling on federal authorities to implement new equipment in helicopters. He spoke Sunday in Manhattan, said the FAA needs to make black box technology mandatory in all choppers. Schumer is making the push a week after a helicopter crashed while landing on the roof of a Manhattan skyscraper. The National Transportation Safety Board has also asked the FAA in the past to make black boxes mandatory. Schumer says all the FAA needs to do is sign a document and the policy will be put in place. In sports, Masahiro Tanaka firing a complete game 2-hit shutout. Yankees blanked the Rays 3-0 in the Bronx. Bombers have won 3 in a row to move a game and a half ahead of the Rays in the American League East. The Mets bullpen gave up 7 late runs in a 12-3 loss to the Braves at Atlanta. The Amazons have lost 5 of their last 7. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Meadowbrook South at M2, a collision. Southern State eastbound at 110. An accident over there as well. We're still seeing delays. LIE West at 1067 with a collision just cleared away. More volume LIE westbound getting out toward the BQE through the new construction zone. Expect delays this morning as you take a ride to the FDR Drive north in the 40s. An accident blocking one lane. Cross Bronx eastbound at Rosedale Avenue. That's a collision. Deegan South at 179th. An accident there as well. Inbound GWB 30 to the upper, 20 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel, you're still waiting about 15 to 20. Holland about 10 minutes in. Watch for some slowdowns this morning as you take a ride over to the New Jersey Turnpike north at 15E. It's an accident being cleared from that area as well. And the Garden State Parkway north at 135 in Clark, an accident just cleared out of the way. And over on the northbound side of the New England Thruway exit 20, a collision. Rain today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Right now at Napa Auto Care Centers, when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, you can get a $75 prepaid Visa card. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager for the good folks at BestHutGrill.com who make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills. Declare your independence from the low heat, low power gas grills, which, in the course of grilling events, wear out every couple of years. Secure your rights to juicy steaks, succulent chicken, and moist fish. Pursue grilling happiness with the purchase of a USA-made, hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill. Solaire is perfect for today's busy lifestyle, securing its powers from the efficient direct heat of the Solaire infrared burner, which reaches 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to lock in the juices and flavor and grill food faster. All stainless steel and welded construction, it is self-evident that Solaire could be the last grill you'll ever buy. Making grilling great again with Solaire infrared grills. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at BestHutGrill.com. Solaire Hot Fast Grills at BestHutGrill.com.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
It may be hard to realize that those statements are true. They sound unbelievable. Hi, Kevin McCullough, but our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks could happen in your business, in your school, even where you volunteer. I'm asking you to give to the Freedom Fund of Alliance Defending Freedom right now to protect not only your freedoms, but also the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or call 800-569-1559. Your gift of $100 will help you defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight critical court battles. That's 800-569-1559. 800-569-1559 or online at am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 942. We've lost complete control of the studio, but it's a lot of fun. We're going back to John DiDomenico. Aaron Sykes is still with us. Frankie bailed somewhere. I think he's at the bar, but that's okay. He'll be back. Hey, can I tell you before we get out of here, and we're going to have some more fun with John and with Aaron.
Yeah, baby.
I'm actually Austin Powers disguised as Donald Trump, baby. My mojo, your mojo, cross-mojinating.
Austin Powers is great. It's just great. Mike Myers.
Trump is Austin Powers and Iran is Dr. Evil. You know, we're going for world domination. We need the nuclear codes.
So, but I got to tell you, thank God I'm reading about Mike Connor because he's a friend. If you need a will, a trust, a power of attorney, healthcare proxy, I've been through a lot of divorces.
So, welcome to the club.
Matter of fact, by the way, Father's Day, I have to say, everybody's around. Everybody's around. All the kids are around. All my five children, who I live for these kids. I'm looking at them. I'm looking at them. My big boy, Joey, my young daughter, 8 years old, please. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at them saying, thank God I went to Mike Connors and Connors and Sullivan. I set up a trust. I swear to goodness gracious. Because I don't tell you the half of it. How you get those kids together, you think it's easy. It ain't easy.
I'll tell you, it's not easy. I'll tell you. It ain't easy. I'll tell you. I'm all right now. Last week, I was in rough shape.
So I went to talk to Mike Connors. I said, and Mike's got free seminars if you want a will, trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, June 25th at the Three West Club, right in Midtown, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Also, Thursday, June 27th at Bocelli Ristorante on Staten Island, 11, 3, and 7 p.m. These are free seminars, but the guy that knows about wills and trusts and power of attorney, the guy I went to, it was so confusing. Really, I don't want to protect my kids, and you want to protect your financial legacy. Mike Connors is the guy you got to go see. You can stand by. Lisa's standing by right now. Bridget's there. Kelly's there. Rose. This is a great family. Beth, you have to meet Mike's beautiful wife, Beth. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500, or you can go to ConnorsandSullivan.com. Don't forget, you can get a free office appointment if you call 718-238-6500. Mike Connors always says the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Baby. Yes, 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 no!
I got a...
Jerry Shang now is Shang. Let's do both!
With the Donald Trump wig, I love it.
Tear my face off.
Austin and...
It's me, Austin.
Aaron Sykes is here, a beautiful guy like that. I'd be close to Austin Powers like that. Very, very dangerous.
The cross imagination is crazy, baby.
Aaron, you're very patient. You didn't mean to walk into this today.
Yeah. This is waking me up more than those four coffees
I had. But you support the president, correct?
Oh, 100%.
You know, and you see, and he's making the announcement today in Orlando. And then, but when I see somebody as brilliant as John is to go and do an impression, don't you agree? I mean, as a young person, everybody goes to Saturday Night Live and Alec Baldwin. And listen, Alec's a brilliant guy, and I like him, and I don't want to say anything bad about Saturday Night Live because you got to laugh at yourself. But the way John does it, and Aaron, I address this to you, mm-hmm. it's with respect, and it's fun, and it's okay, right?
Absolutely. I think that it's important to be able to poke fun at yourself.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the president laughs along with the rest of us. And plus, I think it's good for his brand when he's
yeah,
got more
and he's,
impersonators
like,
out there.
Like we said, he is a funny guy. There's a lot to him that's very humorous.
He gets genuine. John, as a comic performer, the president of the United States gets genuine, huge laughs in front of 20,000 people.
Yeah, and you know that's off prompter. It's coming right off
his
head.
He does it himself,
yeah,
you know?
There's a lot of humor there.
It's true. Now, have you met President Trump? Got to perform for him at all?
Yes, I met him back in 1990 when we did Tony and Tina's at the Trump Plaza. Then I did his 55th birthday party at the Castle. I was Austin Powers. It was when Austin Powers was really popular, and they had almost the entire cast of The Sopranos there. Edie Falco and Gandolfini weren't there, but just everybody else.
Yeah,
and I remember meeting everybody, and Joe Pants was even there, so that was really
Joey
cool.
Pantoliano, yeah. My buddy,
yeah,
man. He's
so,
the best.
Yeah, so it was about 1,200 people at the Castle.
Christopher, you're really taking me off. Christopher. I want to go after him. I got Polly Walnut, Christopher. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking. Oh, it just the voices come to you sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great, James Gandolfini. I just got to get this Jersey thing. Christopher, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it anymore.
There's very few people who was doing it.
Yeah, you know, you can't do. I'll do. I do Mac the Knife with different voices. Rodney's the best. Everybody, we've all done
you're
Rodney.
You're lower register.
I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm all right.
That's all
that's
you.
That's like a voice print.
But is that funny? But he used to do that. Rodney would, when he'd meet you.
Hey, Joe, how are you? You're a good guy. Good guy.
How you doing?
I'm all right now. The last week I was in rough shape. Hey, hey, where are the girls? Get the girls. He was like a maniac. Am I right or wrong?
My favorite Rodney joke was in my daughter. She's no prize either. She's like Federal Express. She absolutely positively has to be there overnight.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, yeah, that's yeah, a funny yeah. Like, he goes, they were so precise.
You know what we used to love to do esoteric characters on SNL? And I would do, remember the killer with Dan Aykroyd branded Tom Snyder?
Yes.
You're too young. Aaron, you're too young. And Al, you're
the
news junkie.
Oh, the leisure suits.
You know, good morning, everybody. You know, like that. And with the left.
Tom Snyder was the best.
He was a great journalist and a great guy.
And had another big head of hair like Trump.
Yeah. It's so true. But I did, at the Comedy Club, 44th and 9th, I did the Snyder impression. But Danny did it first on SNL. So technically, it's his impression. Right. You know, you got to feel like that.
Yeah.
Now I go on SNL. I'm a kid. You got to do Tom Snyder. I go, Danny Aykroyd, how am I going to possibly do it? I do a Spanish Tom Snyder. It's the only way I can do it. Lidino, go somewhere. Kingdom. You gotta like do
that's
something.
Yeah,
something.
You gotta make it your own. You gotta turn it. What I liked with when Daryl Hammond did Trump was, and I don't know if it was the writers or his choice, but he had this great thing where someone would say, Mr. Trump, you need to do this. He would say, I'm glad I thought of that. Whatever the suggestion was, it was he would take it and make it Trump's.
Daryl's Bill Clinton was brilliant.
And what he did with Clinton, no one. He was the first one to make Bill Clinton sexy. Hey, how you doing?
Right.
He made him really kind of lecherous. Yeah.
But you know what, John, talking with this brilliant John DiDomenico, is when you absorb the characters, when you absorb the characters, Aykroyd wrote that book, in my mind.
Yeah.
You had some great guys. You're younger, much younger than I am. John Biner was great. Remember, Frank Gorshin was great.
Yes.
These were the old.
I got to meet Frank near the last few years. He was friendly with some people that I knew, and I got to meet him on a number.
Brilliant.
He was. He was. I think truly underrated.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I loved Biner because he was on Ed Sullivan.
Biner
all the
was
time,
the man.
But
yeah.
Frank Gore, I didn't hear a lot of people always talking about him.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the biggest influence I had was David Fry and Nixon, A 4-Year Fantasy. I like memorized that album. Because, you know, it was
David
like,
Fry, that's right. He used to come into the improv. I just had that flash. He would come into the improv.
He was brilliant. He did one album, it was 40 Voices, and it was a narrative. It began at the very beginning with Nixon visiting the Godfather.
Oh.
Hey, you need a favor. You never come to visit me. You know, I was just saying to Pat the other day, we don't see enough of the Corleones anymore. And that's the
opening. Was David Fry wrote that music.
David Fry wrote that, and Gabe Cotter was his second on that. So
Gabe Kaplan from Welcome Back, Cotter.
Welcome Back, Cotter.
What did he do?
He was the second voice. So any other voice
that
he did all the other voices.
Watch this. You're way too young. Vaughn Meter did JFK.
Yeah, I had the album. My parents had the album.
See,
I was a little young. But I'm like a historian of.
You're a student. So we have to leave, Mr. President. We thank you for joining us.
Always
good luck
pleasure.
In Orlando.
Thank you. It's going to be great. It's going to be hot. Sweaty, smelly.
How many people outside the arena is it?
50,000 people and 25,000 who couldn't get in the snow. It's snowing in Orlando. So strange.
But because of me.
That's right. It's going to cool them off.
John DiDomenico, you're the best, man. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Putting the makeup on. We appreciate it very much. Well done. Well done. And Eric Sykes, you're such a good sport, Eric. Great. On Fox Business, QVC, Google Aaron Sykes. You can check that out. Hey, now we're going with Debbie. We've lost complete control of the show this morning, Debbie.
Wow.
Oh, we need it. We needed a little bit of that.
That was fantastic.
And Deb's checking out traffic for you right here on AM 970, The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Good morning to you. Good morning, John. Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening here on 95 North, New England Thruway North, up exit 20 in Rye. It's an accident being cleared. Traffic moving a little bit slowly southbound Thruway at the Tappan Zee Bridge. They just cleaned up a collision over there. Northbound Thruway, exit 13, accident off on the shoulder. Watch for slowdowns. Inbound GWB of about 30. Lincoln Tunnel holding on to a 20-minute delay. Holland about 5 to 10 in from the Turnpike. About 20 in from Tunnelly Avenue. We're still seeing delays
this morning as you take a ride over to the New Jersey Turnpike northbound up by 15E with the collision cleared out of the way. LIE westbound slowing down, heading out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. That new construction pattern out by the BQE causing a delay. Also, the eastbound Gowanus at 38th, a stalled car. Sponsored by Discover, go further than ever with the Discover It Miles card. They automatically match the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. Discover It Miles. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing helps thousands of authors just like you publish their books with a company dedicated to strong Christian values. To help you get started, we want to send you our free author submission kit. Christian Faith Publishing reviews every book submitted to us, and if your book is approved, we'll edit, design, print, and distribute your book online and in bookstores everywhere. Imagine seeing your book in specialty Christian bookstores, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and many others. It could happen, and it all starts with one call to Christian Faith Publishing at 800-566-1012 for your free author submission kit. If you have a novel, children's book, poetry, biography, or any inspirational work you've written, we can help you get it published today. Shouldn't you work with a publisher who shares your Christian values of integrity and honesty? You can get your book published. So call for your free author submission kit right now. Call 800-566-1012. That's 800-566-1012. 800-566-1012.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A flash flood watch is in effect through late tonight for areas near and to the south and west of 287. It'll be overcast and damp to start today. And later today, cloudy and humid with periods of rain and a thunderstorm. Some of the rain will be heavy enough to cause some flooding on streets and highways and in poor drainage areas. The high today, 72. Cloudy and muggy later tonight with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, though 63. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid with a shower and thunderstorm, high 77. Thursday, variable cloudiness, warm and humid with a shower or two, even an afternoon thunderstorm, high 77. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 956. Look, when it comes to protecting your home and your family, trust one of the longest standing names in New York. Trust Honig, Conte, Porino Insurance, please. Honig, Conte, Porino Insurance have been in Manhattan for over 100 years. They're family owned, providing coverage for four generations. They are consistent face to face. You know, I love family owned and operated. That's what you get with Honig, Conte, Porino Insurance. They work with each client individually. These guys handle each client like they were family themselves. I'm telling you, they provide policies that grow as you grow and make sure that each individual is fully taken care of, whether it be providing homeowner insurance, business insurance, renter's insurance. Michael Honig and Michael Conte are names you can trust. Call the Michaels today. Here's the number, 212-777-7113, 212-777-7113, or visit them at honigconte.com, H-O-N-I-G-C-O-N-T-E.com, honigconte.com.
Conti Insurance, not just here to provide insurance, but insurance guidance.
That's it, Albert. That's it. We're going out. Yeah, you know what? I apologize. Seconds. We got so carried away. I apologize for not going to the calls. Thank you very much. But my goodness gracious.
Frank will call tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, no. We had a whole litany of calls, and I apologize for that on our Balance of Nature phone line. That's almost at food line. Our phone line. Thank you so much. And Frankie, thanks for a wild show.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy. Great having Commissioner Bratton here. Privilege.
Absolutely.
And the talent of this guy.
President. I mean, amazing.
Yeah. It's just so much fun doing the voices back and forth. We'll have John back, and we appreciate your patience because, you know what? We got to laugh. Everybody's got to lighten up. You got to put aside the divide, and you got to laugh at yourself even a little bit. Al, great job as always. Matt, thank you. And Yuri, thank you. And Maserpio, thank you very
much.
Batavius. Thanks, wow. Man. I like Woo. It. Matt nice. Conklin, great job. Thanks for the birthday thing yesterday. That was such a great graphic. I appreciate it. Thanks, my brother. Matt Conklin right there. Piscopo in the morning. Mike Gallagher's coming up live from Orlando. Do not miss Mike coming up. Go out and make it the best day ever because you deserve it.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.